Hi, this is Mauro Cardenas, and today I want to thank you for listening to this podcasting, Mauro Cardenas, and we're going to be introducing a new show. This show is going to be the Mauro Cardenas Breakthrough Show, Breakthrough Mindfulness. We are going to be talking about good stuff, a lot of good stuff. Between now and the end of this month, I'm planning really to share with you what has been in my life the greatest tools that I use. And you know, it's easy to really start in the morning and be awesome. You know, you start in the morning and you say, well, today you are going to be awesome. It doesn't work like that. If I wake up in the morning, I said, well, today I'm going to be average. How that sounds? It doesn't sound that good. It's because we are wired to be successful. We are wired to be awesome. We are wired to be magnificent. We are magnificent. But what happened? What happened at some point during our early years, and from all the readings I've done, it seems that about 5 years old, we stop believing, we stop dreaming, we stop our normal way of seeing the world. We start to learn that things are limited. We start to learn that in order to get something, we have to work hard, that things are hard, that nothing comes easy. Is there anything wrong in there? And as we're going to school, as we're going into our daily lives, in that early age, we start to imitate. We start to believe that. We start to believe that things are hard. We start to believe that you're supposed to just receive from life what life wants to give you. And it's not until later years when in my particular journey I start to realize that it's something wrong here. It's something different here. It's here where I start the journey of it's somehow to reconditioning my mind, reconditioning my whole thing. Life's supposed to be good. And that, when the first time I hear that life's supposed to be good, it seems like a lie, like a movie. That's supposed to happen just in movies, right up front, not here. This is life. This is supposed to be hard. And I had a continuous, what is that? What's fighting in my head saying, well, I start to believe that, but something in me, a little voice telling me, look, fool, that it doesn't work like that. And again, was in my mind the same thought that I supposed to here for something different, here for something new, here for something that I didn't know at that moment, but I knew in my early years. I mean, talking about not in five, I mean, talking about a little later when I was 15 and going forward, that I was dissatisfied. Not with life, but dissatisfied with the way I was thinking, dissatisfied with the things I was creating. I didn't start to be kind of rebel and until my later years in the school, where I didn't want to do, well, I don't know if that happens with any of you, but I didn't want to do what people tell me to do, just because going to school and just being there in time, just because, and then your homework, just because you're supposed to. Everybody else knew the answers for my life, but neither of them, they make sense to me. Probably they didn't make sense for them because they just were repeating the same things to everybody. What I'm trying to say with this is that whatever you are, if you don't think that you are wonderful, that you are it, that you're supposed to just thrive, if you're not thriving, if you're not really feeling happy, start to investigate, where did you learn that? Start to see and just ask yourself, is that true? Where did I start believing that? And why I keep carrying that thought? I see a lot of people around me that they are good, that they are thriving, they are having their business, they're having their great relationship, they're having the great business, they have great jobs, they're driving what they want, they go for vacation, for when they want to do it, and whatever place they want. What is different from me to them? And let me tell you, that big difference that I found that was limiting at the beginning was just that I thought that was true. What is the breakthrough? The breakthrough is you just start to understand that you are capable of that as well. Why? Just because you exist. You have the tools. You came with everything. Pre-wired. Pre-wired for success. Pre-wired for happiness. Pre-wired to be the best. Again, thank you very much, Mauro Cardenas. And I'll be sharing with you some thoughts about what I think about life. What I think about what it's supposed to be and what is working or what is not working. Thank you again and have a gorgeous day.